Abstract Facts, everybody. It's time to wrap up this week's series on the drinks of choice for our presidents. Yesterday, we made it up to FDR and Herbert Hoover. I don't think we're going to be able to get through the rest of the list of our presidents, but basically, if you're just tuning in, Abstract Facts is a weekly segment. I pick a different series to discuss, and we talk about it every day. In honor of President's Day, back on Monday, we're doing the beverages of choice for our presidents, specifically their alcoholic tendencies. Franklin Pierce was our drunkest president. I learn something new every day. All right, let's see. We made it all the way to Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Where are you? There you are. He's most associated with cocktails. He enjoyed mixing gin-based martinis and occasionally whiskey-based Manhattans. That's the good stuff. His favorite thing to sip while sailing was Bermuda rum swizzle. 2 ounces dark rum, 1 ounce lime juice, 1 ounce orange juice, 1 generous dash of falernum, a sweet syrup. I need to get a bartender in here to sample all of these. Harry Truman loved bourbon. He used to have a little bit of that each morning, part of his routine. It also involved a brisk walk and a rub down. He also liked a very strong old-fashioned and would complain if his staff made it too weak. Harry Truman. All right, Dwight D. Eisenhower. Because of several heart attacks, maybe because of his chain-smoking habit, or addiction, I should say, he was limited to just a few drinks a day by his doctor. He typically chose scotch and would sometimes overrule his doctor's orders and have a second one. JFK, he drank a lot of different stuff. It's hard to pick his favorite, but they were mostly trendy drinks of the rich, daiquiris, Bloody Marys. You know, he was a playboy, so that kind of thing. Also, Heineken beer he enjoyed, and it was a big deal because it was imported. LBJ loved scotch and enjoyed driving at high speeds around his Texas ranch while drinking it out of a plastic cup. That's an image. Richard Nixon. He liked expensive bottles of Chateau Lafite Rothschild. Cost him hundreds of dollars a bottle. At the same time, he instructed his staff to serve mediocre red wine to his guests with towels wrapped around the bottle's label so they did not know what they were getting. What? You're in the White House and you're serving your guest cheap wine. That is ridiculous. If I were in the White House, it would only be the very best. That's it. I'm running. All right, Gerald Ford grew accustomed to martinis, sometimes even at lunch when he was in the House of Representatives. When he became president, in the aftermath of Watergate, his staff had to suggest he cut back. And then, of course, good old Jimmy Carter drank very sparingly. When he had an arms summit with Soviet leaders, Carter arranged to get a very small glass of white wine for the obligatory toasts so he could avoid downing powerful Russian vodka. And let's, just in case you're just tuning in right now and I'm reading off all of our president's drinks, I'm going to remind you where we are. You're listening to KX93.5. This is Daily Scramble Live. This is a segment we called Abstract Facts. I'm Zach Churchill. It's the year 2018 and Donald Trump is president of the United States. I don't think Donald Trump drinks very much. That's a thing, right? He doesn't really drink. And sometimes, you know, people say, I don't trust someone who doesn't drink. I think that is unfair because if somebody like myself realizes through hard experience that they have a problem with alcohol, then that's a good thing. That shows responsibility that you've finally admitted it and taken, you know, the steps to make sure that you don't wreak havoc on everyone's lives around you and your own. But I think it's weirder when you don't necessarily have a reason or you don't have the havoc, you know, left by alcohol. Like, why did you stop? That's what people are suspicious about. So I don't know if Donald Trump realized that he had an issue with it early on and just decided not to, or if he just doesn't like the feeling. Regardless, I think everyone has a right to not be judged if they don't want to drink alcohol. So I think that's enough for abstract facts for now. We didn't finish our list of 45, so I can either save the rest for Monday or finish up next hour. We'll see. But we left off with Reagan. So that's where we'll pick it back up in any case. It's Daily Scramble Live, KX93.5 Laguna's only FM. Now back to generational alt-rock. Thanks for tuning in.